Okay, this is it, John. We've waited a long time for this interview. Many obstacles, but we have been sort of patient, surmounted them. This is an interview for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, my former employer, and I'm now working as a government contract interviewer, interviewing my friend, the artist John Held, Jr. The date is September 28th, 2017, and we're located at my dining room table in San Francisco. I would like to start out with a question. I guess I now know the answer to. But it's an interesting story, and it's somehow I think it has relevance as by way of introduction. So you were actually born, according to this, Jonathan Norton Held in Brooklyn. And we'll get into Brooklyn and so forth very shortly. But I've always wondered how you decided to appropriate the name of the wonderful 20s, 30s, I guess, cartoonist, John Held, Jr. What's the story?
Well, before I answer that, I have to say that I'm mindful of your interviewing history and what you've done for the archives in the past. And I researched you before I, you know, undertook this. And the Archives of American Art has 129 interviews that you've done over the years with such people as Imogene Cunningham and Bruce Conner, Jay DeFeo, Wally Hendrix. I mean, it's an eventful record and a distinguished record, which I say I am mindful of, and I'm honored to be included and to kind of take you out of retirement, too. Because I know that you're doing this kind of as a favor to me, as we are friends and everything. But to get you out of retirement to do one more interview for the archives is a great honor for me and something I'm very grateful for. As to John Held Jr.
Moving right along.
You know, when I got involved in mail art in the mid-70s, I noticed that a lot of male artists, correspondence artists, had pseudonyms to kind of protect themselves, protect their privacy. So there was things like R. Dick Tracet, Tool Company, Anna Banana.
Judy Chicago. Well, that's a city. Okay, go on.
Right. But like Anna Banana, her name is Anna Long, but she changed to Banana for, you know, whatever reason. So there's a lot of male artists who have pseudonyms and stuff. So when I began, my name is very close to John Held Jr., Jonathan Held. And I thought it would be kind of interesting to confuse people, you know, to make them wonder if they were corresponding with a man who was 137 years old. So I took his name, and I did write his widow in the early 80s, and
yeah, you
told her
that
I was, you know, using her husband's name, that I admired his work, and she got answered me and told me that I should cease and desist or I'm going to be sued. And I wrote her back and, you know, said that I meant no disrespect. And the conversation kind of ended there. But years later, I was talking to my mother on the phone. She says, "You're free. I read in the paper that Mrs. John Held Jr. died."
Oh, so, and so you celebrate.
So I didn't celebrate, but at least I wasn't going to be sued by her. And it just seemed to go along with my art practice because I was using rubber stamps and, you know, there's a repetition